Welcome to The Toolbox with our hosts, Joe Mangi and
The Raven.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
You're tuned in to 97.7 WVFF. You're listening to The Toolbox. I'm your host, Joe Mangi, here with my co-host, The Raven.
Hey.
And today, I'm talking about Jay Leno. Not just Jay Leno, mainly his cars.
Well, I'm going to mainly talk about Jay Leno.
She's talking about Jay Leno.
He's going to talk about Jay Leno's cars.
I'm
going to
talk about how I wish I was Jay Leno. But before we get into that, I got a little bit of automotive news. There really hasn't been anything too crazy happening.
Mm-hmm.
But the Cybertruck, your favorite vehicle.
I hate that with a passion.
So, you think, like, who's buying these? They're ugly.
Oh, yeah. They're uglier than
electric
the bubble cars, and I hate those. Second.
Electric trucks don't make sense. So, the Cybertruck is selling more than all other electric trucks combined. If you put them all together, there's more Cybertrucks than any other one.
So, there's, like, 12? Because how many other electric trucks sold?
That's a good question. Because I think the only other... So, I've seen some electric F-150s.
I have not.
I've seen them on job sites, which is crazy.
You've seen more than me.
I haven't seen any of the electric Chevy trucks mm-hmm. in person. And I've seen some Rivians riding around.
Rivian? Who manufactures that?
I don't like Rivian because I bought like a share of their stock and I lost $20.
Well,
Friendship with Rivian's over.
Don't even know who they are.
So. They make like electric trucks. it's like a pickup. It's like the round electric pickup truck. And there's like an option for like $5,000, and you pull out of the side of it. It's like a stove. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, and in other news, Jaguar is taking a year off selling new vehicles.
So they're only selling their old
whatever
cars?
Whatever that means. I've only seen one article on it.
So they're not making any new ones or they're not selling any new ones?
Both.
Both? So they're only selling old ones?
Yeah, so I think what happened is Jag started making electric cars and no one bought them. But they got a bunch of electric cars on their lots, and instead of making new ones, they're going to sell all the ones that are on the lot. But they say they're using this time to focus on upcoming models and research and development instead of sales, which is crazy for a company that sells stuff.
Well, apparently Tesla has sold more electric vehicles than Jaguar did, and Jaguar sold none, so...
Yeah, I actually, when they said that, I was like, Jaguar makes electric vehicles? And I was like, oh yeah, they do. They make, it's like a SUV? I don't know.
Minivan? Jaguar minivan?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. I think it's called the F-Pace.
Only HOA moms can drive those.
The F-Pace. That's why no one's buying it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I had. There wasn't any, I haven't seen any, like, new vehicles or anything coming out, so...
Yeah.
Also, don't search any of the news. It just pops up. So
it's on your For You page?
Yeah, pretty much. It's on my For You page. So if anyone does have any automotive news, let us know.
All right. So to start off, I guess, history of Jay Leno. I don't know how else to word that.
The J-Man.
The J-Man. I really wish I had a better title for it than just History of Jay Leno, because he's not dead, but it makes it sound like he's, like...
No, he's alive
historic,
and well.
Historic, yeah. A crazy historic.
He's driving vehicle. Around in a crazy vehicle right now, probably.
Probably.
I mean, he's known.
So, I was about to say, so, I only ever knew Jay Leno as the car guy. I didn't know he did other stuff besides, like, he had a career in other things.
Yeah, he was the host of The Tonight Show, like, before I was born. So I only know him from wearing a Canadian tuxedo of all denim. Yeah, still to this day.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh.
Isn't it Jimmy Fallon who's it?
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon does it now.
That's the only person I've ever known to do it, so I had no idea that that's what he did.
Yeah, Jay Leno did it for like 100 years. Yeah, whenever I put on a jean jacket, I feel like Jay Leno.
I wonder if he still has that suit.
No. I'm talking about, no, he wears, like, denim jeans, and he wears, like, a denim, like, button-down shirt. And that's it.
What?
I mean, he probably wears shoes, too. But he's been wearing the same outfit, like, the same double denim for...
For decades.
For the dawn of time.
Dang. Well, as long as he's been wearing denim, he's also been in love with cars. I'm sure everyone can remember their first time they got their first car. You know, getting to drive out on your own, feel like you were this independent person who could take on the world. Just the freedom, responsibility, and independence that you got from driving your first car.
It's the best.
You've got a really funny story about your first car.
Oh, I still got that hunk of junk.
But Jay Leno's first car was actually, what's really funny, it was a 1934 Ford pickup.
Oh, that's so sick.
But he got it when he was 14, before he even had his license. He got himself a car.
Same.
I know. That's why I thought it was pretty funny, and it reminded me of that. Sadly, though, he didn't keep his pickup. He traded his for a Datsun.
That's a wise man.
And he wished he could get it back, though.
Really?
Yeah. So after he traded it a couple years later, he wished he tried to get it back, and that man had already sold it to somebody else, and he couldn't find it.
Okay, so he's just not wanting... He's wanting that particular truck.
Yes, that particular one.
That's why I kept mine, because everyone I know is like, oh, I wish I kept my first vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every person you ever talk to, they always say that.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's not just because it's, like... a brand, it's not just any Ford, it's their first one, and that's, he wishes that he could get it back. Sadly, he couldn't find it, but he did get to keep his 1955 Buick Roadmaster that he bought for only $350 in 1972.
I didn't even know there was a Roadmaster in 55.
Yep, and he has kept it to this day.
Was it a wagon back then?
I have no idea. I didn't even think to look up a picture because I thought it was crazy that he's kept that car since 1972.
Yeah, because when I think of a Roadmaster, I think of, like, a bubbly family truckster.
I don't think it was that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't think it was that. But what's crazy is I found out that he only got it for $350. Today, if somebody tried to buy one, it'd be $6,000 bottom. That's like the lowest you're going to pay, $6,000.
I got to Google that. Yeah. I got to Bing it.
But the Roadmaster was actually the car that he bought when he moved to California.
Okay.
So that was, it's the longest owned car that he has had, and he still drives it. Like, still
That's
runs,
so sick.
Still works on it, still takes it out for a cruise.
That's one of my favorite things about Jay Leno. And for the people that don't know, he owns, like, hundreds of vehicles.
I actually have a number up here.
And he just drives them. I don't know how he picks, but he drives them.
I would do it. I'd probably start alphabetically, and then when I got bored with that, I'd go numerically. And then just go down the line.
Yeah, I don't.
Every day. Monday this car, Tuesday this car, Wednesday this car. Start over every day week.
Yeah, but he has more than seven.
Well, yeah. So it's like you'd do the first seven, and then the next seven, and then the next seven.
It'd be Alpha.
Groups of seven.
Alpine.
I don't even know.
Yeah, those are only two. What else begins with an A? I guess you get through the A's pretty quick.
Wait, you said Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say Alpha Romeo is the only one I know.
Then it'd be Buick. Bugatti. That's about it. What an exciting podcast.
But what's funny. So, back to where he stores these vehicles, because you got to put them somewhere.
Yeah. How big's his garage?
I have the numbers for that. So, in 1991, Jay Leno bought the Burbank property where he keeps all his cars. To this day, that's the same place where he keeps everything. So he started out with only 17,000 square feet of space. That's what he started with.
I thought you were going to say he started with 17,000 cars. I was about to say, what? It was just everywhere.
Just in the grass.
And then 17,001, he's like, I gotta start putting these somewhere.
It's like only when he hit 17,000 was he's like, I probably put these someplace. No, 17,000 square feet. Now, this was only the numbers. All this information I found was only up to date to 2023.
Okay.
So the numbers could have changed for this year. It's hard to get, like, an exact on any of his information.
What's the address?
But right now... No. I'm not telling his Jay Leno's address. If y'all want to find out and be creepers, Google it.
Yeah, only we can hang out with
so
Jay Leno.
So, roughly now... It is 122,000 square feet of space.
Oh, man. Yeah, so he, like...
And that's today's number, yeah. So you went from 17,000 to 122,000.
It's just growing.
I don't know how big a square foot is.
It's a foot. Squared.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what it's...
Oh, my God.
It's 1 foot.
I was not a math.
By 1 foot.
I was an English major, okay? I can read. I can't add.
I don't know what this unit of measurement is.
It's just the man that asked me what Celsius was.
No, I know what it is. I don't know how to do the conversion.
Well, I didn't.
So I'm American. Stuffy today.
So in his garage, he has, and again, this is only numbers from 2023, of then he had 180 cars and 160 motorcycles.
Dang.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was a motorcycle guy.
I knew he had a couple. I didn't know it was to that extent. That's just insane. But again, these are from 2023, so the numbers are always changing, because he's always buying cars. He's always adding to his collection. So it's hard to say constantly what he's got.
Just living the dream.
But what is so sad, is that currently it's a private collection, so it's not open to the public. You cannot just Google his address and show up at his door.
Unless you're us. We go there every other weekend.
Oh yeah, he's dear, dear friend.
He leaves the key under the mat for us.
I swear to God. I'm glad this man lives in California.
Oh, I'd be bugging him. I'd be sleeping out on the sidewalk. Jay, please let me in. Jay Leno, if you're listening, I'll, like, mop.
I swear to God. No.
I'll drive the Zamboni around just to look around, you know? Free. I might pay you.
He's going to put you on a list. You're never allowed to come.
The Jay Leno members only list. Biggest fan.
What's a great and really cool fact, though, is that when he adds to his collection, he keeps it. He never intends on selling anything that he buys. But he has sold one car. And can you guess what it is?
Is it the 19-something Ford pickup truck?
No, because he didn't have his collection. He didn't have his collection then. It was a Tesla.
Ah,
which,
okay.
Props to him. I wouldn't even keep a Tesla. I don't care.
What kind of Tesla was it?
Model SP900.
Oh, the cool one. Wait, was it a D?
SP900.
Super performance.
That was the letters that was on it.
I don't know.
But he sold it at a Bring a Trailer auction in 2021. And I don't think he has purchased another Tesla since then.
Interesting. You know what vehicle he does like and he normally drives?
Hmm.
A Prius.
Really?
I think so. I think he's a fan of the Prius.
Actually, he's not.
What?
I have in here.
I've seen him. I've
He drives a Prius, yes, occasionally, but I know what his favorite car is.
Oh, okay.
Because I researched it.
I was about to say, this man is just driving a vehicle he hates.
He has to drive all of them so they stay in working condition. But you keep getting ahead of me. That's
sorry,
like all
so
in my
excited.
Paper. I know you are. Okay, so Jay Leno is an active member in the car community. That's how he gets and finds all of his vehicle. He relies on word of mouth. As a result, he's oftentimes people who've had their own private collections when they go and decide that they can't care for the vehicles anymore, or they want the cars or whatever they have to go someplace that they know they're going to be saved and safe and last for 100 years.
Taken care of.
He is the first person often contacted for that. Which is why he gets to find and keep these cool, crazy vehicles. Like, even museums, when they close down, they call him and say, hey, we have a vehicle here. Would you be interested in it? Which I find that is crazy.
Bring it over.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Like, people can call him up like that. But he's got networks of, like, friends and acquaintances and fellow old guys, which is literally what was said. And he just acquires them before they become widely available. So he literally gets the first pick.
Do you get that story about how he got that that Duesenberg? And
I do. And I do. I do. That's actually the next one.
Okay, perfect.
So I didn't put all the stuff in, so you get to tell the story about it. But currently, his most valuable car is the 1934 Duesenberg Walker Coupe. The Duesenberg sold for about $25,000 in 1934, but today is $475,000.
What?
That's the conversion. No, from $25,000.
Oh, okay. I thought it was only worth.
No, no, no. That would, if you attempted
if you did
buy,
the inflation.
Yeah, it did the inflation, it'd be $475,000. Lino loves the Duesenberg, and save your little tidbit for about why. And he also owns a 1934 Walker Coupe, which was originally built for the Philly pharmaceutical president.
But it has a Duesenberg engine.
It's arguably the most valuable piece in his collection, estimated at a value of more than $20 million.
Oof.
Like, that's bananas.
Dang.
Like, he's got a vehicle sitting in his garage worth $20 million.
I don't know what to say.
Tell him about why he likes the Duesenberg, or how he found out about the Duesenberg.
Oh, so there, I don't know if it's the Walker, but there's a story that he was telling on, and anyone wants to know about Jay Leno, he has a YouTube channel called Jay Leno Garage. It's great. But, it wasn't even on his channel. It was the Haggerty. Haggerty does Barn Find Hunter, and they were talking to Jay
Leno.
The dude
with the crazy mustache or the old guy?
No, that's my classic car.
The old guy.
Yeah, the old Tom Cotter. Yeah. So he does a series called Barn Find Hunter, and it's normally like old cars sitting in, like, he finds them. He hunts them down. He's the Barn Find Hunter. But I was on YouTube, and he was in Jay Leno's garage, and I was like, that's kind of weird. Jay Leno doesn't have, like, all his stuff is nice. But he was talking to him about his barn finds, because a lot of times he finds, you know, cars that have been sitting for years and years and years, and then restores them. But he loves Duesenbergs. He has, like, all of them. But there was one that I guess him and his wife were, like, shopping in New York or something, and Jay Leno's like every other guy, and he don't like shopping. So he was just wandering around parking garages.
Sounds like something you would do.
He was asking the parking attendants, like, hey, you got any old cars that have been, like, sitting forever? Because I don't know, rich people, they'll just, like, park a car and be like, I don't want this anymore. But come to find out,
it's nuts.
You stopped at one place and like, yeah, we got old Duesenberg that's been sitting for, like, 20 years, you know, up on the top floor. And he went and looked at it, and believe it or not, there's been a Duesenberg sitting up there for a couple decades. He's like, well, yeah, you know, I want to buy it, blah, blah, blah. And long story short, because he wanted to buy it and he didn't want anyone else to buy it, he was nice enough to let people know, like, he found it.
Yeah.
But they changed the car elevator, and the Duesenberg's too big to fit in that car elevator. So that's why it's still up there. No one can get it out.
Oh.
Because it's too big. And long story short, you know, he made an offer, and it was the highest offer, and he took it down the car elevator and
cut
it out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he made a false rumor that you couldn't get it out because it was too big.
So nobody else would want it.
Yeah, so no one else wanted it. Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's Gene two steps ahead.
Uh-huh. That's a sneaky move.
I mean, that's that man's playing 5D chess.
What's also crazy, though, and I didn't know he also did this, he also helped create a concept car. And he has the concept car that he created.
The jet-powered one?
Of General, made by General Motors?
Perhaps.
All I have on here is that he partnered with General Motors in 2006 to make a unique, environmentally friendly supercar that ran on biodiesel.
The EcoJet?
Yeah!
Yeah! You skipped over the fact that it's jet-powered?
I was only saying that it was good for the environment in a supercar.
Oh, like, it's great for it. It's great for the environment. I got a jet engine.
It uses biodiesel, though.
Yeah, anything that burns.
Yeah.
You run it off of
trash.
Yeah, trash. Like Doc Hudson. No, not Doc Hudson. Who's the time machine guy?
Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah, not from Cars, the other Doc.
Yeah, from Back to the Future. Young people.
Yeah, yeah, the cat. Yeah, yeah, that thing. He drives it to car. He still drives it around. It's a jet turbine powered, like, supercar.
Why haven't they made more of those instead of the dumb Tesla cars that run off of batteries that are horrible for the environment?
Because jet engines are even more expensive.
But they can run off of trash. Literally, he's created his own form of recycling because you have garbage regardless.
I mean, you don't just put trash in the car. Like, I think there's more to it than
nah, just throw it all in.
We've just been dumping garbage in the sink. Keeps running. Like, what is that smell? Oh, Jay Leno and his car that runs on garbage. Stinking up the roads. Oh,
that makes legit sense.
He's like just in back alleys looking like a bum collecting. He's got a cart.
He'd have his own garbage truck. He'd own his own garbage truck to pick it up.
Poor guy, he's really fell on tough times. I'm just trying to get trash for my trash car. No one believes him. He's like, cars that run on trash.
That's why there's only one.
Like, okay, Jay, come on back inside. It is eclectic.
His cars and motorcycles come from all different manufacturers all across the globe from all different eras in automotive history. I'm trying to keep my southern twang from coming out, and that word is a hard one.
He doesn't have...
So he didn't stick with only getting Duesenbergs, or only getting Fords, everything. Or only getting... Yeah, he has everything of every brand, of every make, of every model, like...
It's crazy. It's like, oh, he likes old cars. Oh, he likes older cars? Oh, he likes even older cars?
Yeah.
I didn't think there were a car. It was like, oh, and he has like a 2010 thing over there.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, it's like an old train this way, an old tank that looks...
Yeah, even has, like, stationary steam engines there.
Yeah, like, it's...
Like, they don't even drive. Well, I guess they drive, but you don't drive them.
Like, and I wish he would make it open to the public. I get why he doesn't have it open to the public, because humans treat stuff horribly when they're allowed to touch stuff.
Like, the huge spinning flower, like, what's this?
I swear to God, yeah. Like, or let their kids climb all over exhibits that you know you're not supposed to touch.
Yeah. So, word of the wise, if you're at, like... Any automotive thing, don't be touching stuff.
And don't let your kids climb on it. The reason it looks the way it does is because it's kept in pristine conditions.
That's why Jay Leno only lets us in his collection. Because we don't touch nothing.
Thank you.
Unless it's the floors, because I keep them spotless.
I swear to God. So, being that he does have all different kinds of cars and motorcycles, he does have a personal favorite. And his actual favorite brand is the McLaren.
McLaren.
McLaren? That's not how it's spelled! Look at this! That's
McLaren.
That's not how it's spelled!
That's McLaren.
That's McLaurin. That
it's
is
British.
How it's spelled. Well, the British. I'm gonna keep my opinions to myself and end it on that one. McLaren.
The McLaurin. It took me. I was like McLaurin.
It's spelled McLaren. Who else in America is gonna pronounce it like that?
Everyone.
Thank you, but it's
Mc. No, I was.
You know what? His favorite car is the McLaren F1. I'm breezing past that. Is the most desirable supercar in his collection. He claims that it's the greatest car ever technically made. So says HotCars.com interview. His opinion could have changed. Again, this is all records from 2023.
I don't think it's changing.
But he also owns a ridiculously fast hybrid of the McLaren P1. I didn't see a photo of what that looked like.
Oh, there's Clarkson drove one in the first episode of Grand Tour. Like the first one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He did drive one in that, but he also drove one on Top Gear. It was so sick. It was all black. It's like a hybrid, but it has like 900 horsepower, and it's like it's fueled by death.
Oh,
instead
okay.
of garbage, it's death. But yeah, so the F1, I'm really glad you said that, because I almost picked the F1, but I didn't. Yeah, so it was the fastest car in the world for like 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Steering wheel's in the center. And it has two seats on either side. It's really crazy. And it's powered by, like...
That sounds super uncomfortable.
No, you
like,
drive
the
in the
driver side. Drives in the middle and has two passengers right beside him?
Yeah.
Why would you make it...
And the engine bay is lined with gold, because gold is the best heat reflector. That's not even a joke. Like, it's actually lined with gold. That's, it's crazy.
That is crazy.
And yeah.
I should have looked what he paid for it.
Mr. Bean had one and he wrecked it a couple times.
A couple times? The same vehicle?
Yeah. And then sold it for way more money. If you bought an F1, like they were $1 million in like 91. Chump change, you know? So. But yeah, so like $1 million. Elon Musk bought one back before he had hair. For real. There's a video on YouTube of a bald Elon.
I swear to God.
Taking delivery of his F1. It was like $1 million, you know, most expensive car.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you know, they're never going to make money off those. Now they're like $10 million, $10, $20 million. They're super expensive.
There you go.
That's all the tidbits I get. Oh, and they got like cool gold wing doors. And they have like inner city bus taillights.
I need to look up a picture of this. This is, you're making this sound almost like looking like a clown car.
No, you're sick. That's just like a weird...
I can't get over the three seats. I can't get over why they put the driver in the middle.
So Jay Leno has a story about his F1, you know, because he likes shared vehicles. He was in his F1 and came to a stop, you know, stoplight or whatever. And these couple of guys were like, oh, man, that's so cool, you know. Like, that's such a cool car. That's, like, our favorite car. He's like, hop in. And they hop in. And
he did not just pick up two random people.
He picked up two random people, like, covered in tattoos, like, kind of, oh, I don't even know, like, what the word is, but kind of sketchy looking. And so, like, he's in the middle, and he has a sketchy stranger on one side and a sketchy stranger on the other side. And he's kind of like, oh, you know, maybe this wasn't the best idea.
Oh, my God.
Drove it up to the mountains and, like, tunneled in the... He was like, oh, man, you could get on it up here. And he, what? Cop pulls him over.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, he's in this car with two strangers that are, like, real sketchy looking.
Oh, my God.
Cop comes up to the window, and the sketchy guys pull out a badge. Say, we're undercover. We're good to go. Uh-uh. I kid you not.
They were undercover cops?
They were undercover cops.
That's
in
hilarious.
LA. Yeah.
That is, what are the chances of two sketchy looking strangers being undercover cops?
I don't know. Apparently, like, 100% if you're Jay Leno.
That is insane.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we're good to go.
We gotta watch that episode of Jay Leno's Garage when we get home.
I have to.
I mean, it's not... That part's not on film, but he tells it.
Yeah.
He be telling stories.
I wonder if he still talks to those two officers.
Probably not. He's probably... You're not invited to my cool secret garage.
Well, speaking of... So, you know that he does continuously drive all the vehicles he has.
All the time.
And even Jay Leno, as everybody knows this man and as famous as he is, he still has to pay car insurance. Do you have any idea how much his car insurance is yearly? A yearly thing he has to pay?
I have no idea. I can't even fathom that.
$1.1 million a year on insurance. Because he drives everything he owns.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine spending that on insurance every single year? $1.1 million.
I get it's full coverage.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I mean, imagine getting hit by like, one of his... Yeah, a like 1934 a Duesenberg, like, or hitting him in something he owns.
You
like,
hit a what?
Yeah, yeah, like, I couldn't even fathom if that ever happened to something. Like, that's just bananas. But, yeah, and what's crazy is because he keeps everything he has in running condition, next door to his garage...
Full shop.
Is a full, yeah, full shop. And he works on everything, keeps it up to roadworthy conditions, like constantly engines, tires, everything.
Yeah, he has a full, like, team.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, all that costs money as well.
Where does he get money from? I guess the Tonight Show is just
paying. He still getting paid for that?
I don't know. I buy one car and I'm broke for a month, you know?
I have no idea.
This man be buying all sorts of stuff.
And it's crazy, and again, it's not like he's buying the car and then turning around and selling it
for just profit. Keeping
them all. Yeah, he's keeping it. So it's like, how
does he do for money?
Again, I think
I want
he still,
that job.
I think he still talks to those undercover cops. Do you have any guess of how much his entire collection is valued at?
$100 million.
Pretty close.
Oh, what is it?
That's actually pretty close. So the collection, and again, this is only the numbers from 2023. It's constantly changing because he's constantly adding to it, but it's valued at anywhere between $50 to $100 million. But what's crazy is, you know what his net value is, apparently?
I don't even know what that means.
Like, Jay Leno, the man himself, is worth $450 million.
Jeez.
Like, so he can go and get credit anywhere, apparently.
I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
Because every now and again, I'll see, like...
Like, so when someone's valued at something, does that mean, like, if they're kidnapped, the government's willing to pay them?
I don't think that's how that works. Like, it's like the kidnappers have a list.
We see your net valued at.
Well, yeah, go for him. He has a higher net value. The government has to pay. That's why we pay taxes.
Like, that's a genuine question.
No, like, I don't under...
What
I think,
does that even mean?
I think the net worth is, like, how much, like, assets you own and how much money you... I don't know. I think it's a made-up number.
Oh, okay. Well... That's what he's valued at. So that's
who makes up these numbers.
I know who's in charge of this. But what's crazy is that the value of his cars, everything depends on the cost is just constantly changing because it all depends on, you know, car rarity, condition, historical significance, you know, and a bunch
being
of other
being owned
factors.
By Jay Leno makes it more
yeah,
expensive.
Let alone that fact. So it's the numbers. I could say his collection's valued at $100 million, but honestly.
You couldn't do it again for $100 million.
Well, no. Honestly, any one of his cars could be worth $100 million simply for the fact that he is the one who owned it.
That's why he has that Prius. Every time he drives it, it's just...
He adds value to it. It doesn't depreciate. All his stuff goes up
I hate
up
this
in
car,
value.
But I have to drive it. It's my retirement plan.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the only car I sell is going to be this Prius.
Yeah, yeah, no. That's what I would do. I'd keep all the old, cool classics and then sell all the, like, newer stuff.
Well, the thing is with Jay Leno, because he has, like, this, you know, he likes everything. Like, mm-hmm. He buys stuff when it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, do you got the Lamborghini Miura? That he has?
No, I didn't have that.
So, a Lamborghini Miura is like the first Lamborghini, the first supercar actually has credit for. He got one for free though, sitting in a barn.
Yeah.
Because like it was broken and no, you know, Lamborghini, some odd car, you can't get parts for it. You want it? I need my barn cleared out. Now they're worth like $1 million.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, he got one for free.
Yeah, the person just gave it away because they didn't know.
It's crazy. Mm. Nobody gives me Lamborghinis. I have to buy them.
But needless to say, he has an impressive collection. And when he does allow people to view it, it can you can't help but want to hear and learn about it. You know, you're never going to learn or see the same car or motorcycle twice in his workshop. Every time he went in there and he showed you something, it's going to be something new, something different, probably something you've never even heard of before.
That's his YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. It's like every he's been doing it for like 10 years.
That's probably how he gets paid.
Man.
He's just got to go in there and talk about what he owns and he gets paid for it.
Gosh. It's like, it's a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have cool stuff. And then you get paid money.
And then you spend it on
more. And then you buy more cool stuff.
And then you get paid for talking about the
money. I know, it's crazy. I have to go to work tomorrow. That's bullcrap. Jay Leno gets to talk about cool cars because he has them.
Yeah.
Oh, we got these work boots. No one wants to hear about these.
No one wants to hear about your butters.
The butters. Today's episode is brought to you by Brahma Work Boots. Is that all you had for Jay?
Yeah, that's all I had.
Well, I guess next episode, we're going to talk about some of his vehicles we picked out that I think need just a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. I never think of how to do an outro. This is part one. Jay Leno's... Of Jay Leno. This is part one of Jay Leno.
Jay Leno's part history two, facts.
We're going to bring the other half of them in here. Thank you for listening to The Toolbox on 97.7 WVFF. I'm here with Raven.
Keep it cranking.
And I'm Joe Manji. Oh, someone pay me money to talk about cool old cars or something. I need to be a Tonight Show host. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon, I'm coming.
We thank you for staying tuned to The Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, The Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.